Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, you're listening to Sex with Emily. Last show, we introduced you to this magical month dedicated fully to masturbation, to your pleasure. Today, we're keeping it going. We're giving you tips to help you take your masturbation to the next level, which means it will also take your sex life to the next level. From nipple orgasms to new solo positions and sex positions to tricks for experiencing multiple orgasms. Yes, you can. I'm sharing some of my best advice for even better self-love and sex. Thanks for listening. Okay, ladies, have you ever been using a vibrator and thought, I wish these vibrations were more intense, or I wish those pulsations went a little slower? And guys, have you ever been using a vibe with your partner and thought, I could make this way more pleasurable? Well, the geniuses at Crave, who also make my vibrator necklace, had the exact same thoughts. And they thought, what if people could choose their own vibration experience? And their answer? The limited edition programmable flex vibrator. Okay, so think of everything you love about Crave, all their products. They're sleek, they're sophisticated, they're quiet, powerful. Well, the Flex series has all that. Plus, an additional feature that lets you customize your own vibration settings, which means it's putting the creative power in your hands. So when you get right down to it, Masturbation Month is about learning your body and what really makes you feel good so you can improve your sex life. The programmable Flex lets you be the master of your own pleasure. It lets you explore different vibrations to see what feels the best to you. You can even bring a partner along and find the perfect orgasmic arrangements together. Trust me. They're going to love helping you create your orgasms. Think about it. You're both creating your own goddamn orgasms. How freaking cool is that? Because you know what feels good to you. So these amazing vibes are only available until June 6th. So join the Flex movement and get your customizable Flex now. Just do it. It is so cool. It'll be a fun project. You want to spice up your sex life? You should create a vibrator together. Go to crave.tilt.com/flex. That's crave.tilt.com/flex.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. And while you're there hanging out, you can easily subscribe to all of our podcasts. So that means we do 2 a week. You'll never miss another show again. Just right there. You can listen to it. How easy is that? Sign up for our mailing list. Check out our videos. All that stuff. Because it's a good time. Right, Anderson?
It is. You
can surf in the web. I do give good email. I say that all the time, though, but I really do. I don't want you guys to be like, every week she says that. But Anderson said it this time. Sign up for my mailing list. My mailing list. I've never been complimented. People like my mailing list more than my show, I think.
You said that last week. Why? What?
I didn't say that last week.
Yeah, I think
the exact same thing. No, I didn't say that.
Oh, settle down. You said something similar last week.
No, it's just funny. People like it. I wasn't even going to talk about it because I'm so over it. Okay, happy Masturbation Month. We're halfway through.
Do you just wander the streets, like, just accosting strangers, saying, hey, happy with masturbation month?
Dude, everybody's happy. Yeah. I don't have shirts yet, but I am doing the Sex with Emily shirts. I don't have a masturbation month shirt, but that's a great plan. Yeah. I tell everyone, I'm like, it's important because this year I'm getting passionate about it. So I'd say this is like, it's been around for like 20 some odd years since Joycelyn Elders. Okay, do you remember this when Bill, I talked about this in the last show. This is our second masturbation show. You guys, we're taking it hot this week. We're getting hotter. So do you remember when Bill Clinton was president?
I do.
Do you remember Joycelyn Elders was a Surgeon General?
Oh, the one that got fired immediately.
Because they said, do you think you should teach masturbation in schools? The United Nations. And she goes, yes, I do. And so everybody freaked out and he fired her, Clinton, who 3 months later had cum all over some chick in the Oval Office. So anyway.
While masturbating her with a
exactly.
cigar.
So yeah. Ironically. So Good Vibrations in San Francisco, who I talk about all the time, they started Masturbation Day. That's what happened. Along with other people.
It took this lady to be fired?
Yeah. So that's what happened. So it's a good story. But then I started thinking, you know, masturbation really... So anyway, I've been talking about it since I've been doing my show. You know, it's gotten more notoriety. They now call it International Masturbation Day because why not? Why discriminate against other countries? And I just like talked about it. I was like, but it really is. Like when I think about all the things that people talk to me about on the show, wanting to improve their sex life, they don't have a sex drive, they don't know what turns them on, their partner's not as adventurous, all the things. It all comes down to knowing your own body and like that we're all stuck in these sexual ruts when sex is like the most amazing, enjoyable thing in the world, and we make it so hard. And this is a month to make it lighter. What?
You said they make it. You make it so hard.
I know, it's so hard not to be punny.
Yeah, sex is exceptionally important to the human species.
To the human species, yeah. Like, and not just relationships, even just yourself. And if you're single, you should be psyched because this is the best time to learn what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Spend some time.
With yourself.
Watching TV.
And strange.
Sex is just someone you love. Self-masturbation. What'd you say? With strange?
Yeah, well,
strange what?
Strange. That's like a term for...
I know the term.
Yeah. So it's masturbation month. So you can spend a little extra time with yourself. And then if you're single, you can go out and spend a little time...
Buy some nipple clamps.
With things that you learned about. Hey, how's the nipple thing coming, Em? How's it coming?
Oh, my God. I didn't...
How's it coming?
I didn't even say nipple clamps because of my commitment to having a nipple orgasm by the end of the month.
Commitment.
But I made a mistake of hooking up with a guy.
What?
The other night. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And... Who I haven't
met. Where'd you meet this guy? You buy a couch off of him from Craigslist, or was it a Tinder date? Who is this guy? Give me some background.
He's a guy that I met at an event, at a work thing.
Was he a listener? He came up. He's like, hey, can I get your autograph?
I've never dated a listener, and I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm not discriminating. I'll date all of you.
To your knowledge.
Send me your resume. Just
to
kidding.
The best of your knowledge, you have.
Don't send me a dick pic. What?
You don't think you have?
You don't think I've slept with a listener?
You don't think so? There's a possibility that somebody...
That they're like lying. That they
yeah, yeah.
Every guy I date is like, I don't listen. I never heard your show. But then it turns out when we break up or something happens, like, oh, one time I listened to your show and you said that you were blah, blah. I'm like, whatever, dude. You always listen. I don't read social media. How come last night you were, you know, it's so funny. So jeez. Anyway, what was it I was saying?
You were talking about your nipple conquering.
I met this guy at a work, not even like a Sex with Emily thing. It was more like an industry, whatever. It doesn't matter. I met him in LA at a party. So he asked me out. We went out. We've gone out like this their second time. And we're making out and it's getting hot. No. We didn't do it. But it was
how
getting
many
hot.
Dates?
And
how
having
many dates?
Second. Third date. Well, third time I've seen him.
Top
no,
of the
no, 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 no. First one wasn't a date because we met. Second, whatever. Third-ish date. But it's not really a date. Casual, we meet up. Date, I guess. So yeah, we're out for drinks.
It's a date.
It's a date.
All right,
a date. But it was supposed to be like, okay, fine. This is so not the point. So we're making out after the third. It is the point. I get everyone wants details because I don't. But see, I'm going to start sharing a little bit
where
more.
Are
because
you?
It has to do with nipples. So we're out
you
for a
house.
Drink downtown.
But where's the nipple play occurring? That's not downtown, is it? It's not like in the bathroom.
That's in the car.
In the car? Is it on the street or in a lot?
It's at a quiet street.
On a quiet street,
so
downtown LA.
No, yeah, yes, downtown LA.
Dangerous.
Yeah, kind of dangerous. But sketchy. We were like into each other. So we're making out. And we're just making out in the car. Nothing's happening. So here's the thing, you guys. If you miss this, I made a commitment for Masturbation Month because I think it really helps to have distinct, measurable goals. Not just like, I'm going to masturbate more. I'm going to lose weight. You know, like, No. What, I'm going to run 10 miles a week. I'm going to masturbate every once a week for 10 minutes and try something different. Okay, so I decided this month I'm going to try to have a nipple orgasm because they're the second most common orgasm, they say, and I just think I've never really tried. And I think guys have, like, paid attention to my nipples, but they've never, like, you know, I think, like, everything takes time. So this guy, we're making out, and I said something about, we were talking about something, and he touched my nipples, like, over my shirt.
What were you
and
talking
all of a sudden, we were making out. And all of a sudden, he touched my nipples, and I said, because sometimes I just can't stop talking. Like,
I could picture that, definitely.
No, I'm fun. I'm sexy. I talked, you know, right. I talk enough. But I started laughing because I thought, oh, my God, how funny that he touched my, because he was getting into it. And I thought, you know what? I actually made a commitment to have, I said, I'm to have a nipple orgasm this month. And I said, wait, no, I'm, because I had to go. I, like, had a big day. I'm like, no, I'm not saying right now. Because then he got into it. And he was like, challenge.
Well,
I'm like,
no. Most guys would, yeah.
Not now, right. But I just brought it up because it popped in my head. And I said, that feels really good. And by the way, I'm trying to have a nipple orgasm. Okay, back. But
I got
to
go.
But
got
then
work
I made
tomorrow.
Him stop completely because I already ruined it. But then we made out more and then we left.
But then what happened? And then you made out
and
some
then we
more.
Made out and then we went home.
And then you
but
left.
It was funny that I brought, but then just now when I was talking about nipple clamps, I was not thinking about the nipple orgasm. So how it's going is, I feel like I'm having, like, more sensation. Okay, I've always known that, like, your nipples, if you squeeze your nipples, it's like has nerves in it that are connected but it's also, like, connected to your clitoris, like, it's what? All connected, so there's, like, sensations that you can feel in your nipples that are also in your, so it's all your whole body's connected. It's like a direct line.
It's a voodoo doll for the clitoris.
Yeah, exactly.
Creepy.
It can be for some people. There's sensations, and so what I'm saying is, so I'm just, like, you know, playing around more, and I'm feeling more sensations, more things. It's exciting. I'll let you know. I've got 2 more weeks exactly. We're halfway through. It's May 15th.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's the deal. So it's
how long was the makeout session?
I'd
was it
say,
like 5 homeless people?
Okay, hold on.
6 homeless people worth?
No, they couldn't see us. I would say the makeout session was. Is this? I would say it was probably about 10 minutes.
Your car?
No.
Okay, because you got a small car.
Yeah.
You got it back from the shop?
No, his car. I hate driving. I will not. I hate driving. What? Yes, I got back from the shop, then ended up back in the shop the next day because I left the lights on. Dude, I'm the worst. I just don't want to drive. So if I ever make, like, a lot of money, the first thing I'm going to do, I don't care, like, if I have to go homeless or live in a tinier house than I already live in, I want a driver.
Got
to
have priorities.
I shouldn't be on the road.
Hey, you could be practicing your masturbation in the back seat while you get driven around.
It's a great freaking idea. Okay, so that was really interesting. How's your masturbation month, though? You didn't even share. So today, anyway, you're not going to tell me anything because you're married, which means you masturbate more than ever. Okay, so sex in the news a little bit, and then we're going to get into
some conclusions there.
I assume you do. Miley Cyrus, did you hear about her comments?
I heard she bought a house. That's all I know about her.
Dude, of course.
A ranch
house. Like
10
million houses. But her comments about gender identification send an important message. She just made these comments. So you think you know Miley Cyrus. You think you know Miley Cyrus. And then she says this. I didn't want to be a boy, she told Out Magazine, of the time she spent confused about gender expectations. I kind of wanted to be nothing. I don't relate to what people would say defines a girl or a boy. And I think that's what I had to understand. Being a girl isn't what I hate. It's the boy. It's the boy that I get put in the box that I get.
Boy it's box. It's very close.
Oh, my God. It's the box. That's a weird glare. It's the box that I get put into.
She's been kind of dressing like a boy for
I know, right?
Years.
She says, and then she was on Instagram, angry. Nothing can define me. I'm going to be, nothing can or will define me. I'm free to be everything. So, you know, she's not the first celebrity to talk about openly about being, like, non-binary gender. But her comments probably have a positive effect on her fans because she's paving the way for greater understanding and conversation. Not everyone identifies with gender norms, whether you want to be transgender, whether you thinking you're born in a woman's body and you're really a man. She's not even saying that. And she's young and she's trying to figure it out. But a lot of people have, I'm not going to say confused because that's the wrong word, because it sounds so negative. A lot of people are trying to figure themselves out throughout their lifetime. Poor Bruce Jenner. He tried, but, like, it was not the right time. This is the right time for people to figure out who the hell they are and what they want.
Better time now than ever before.
Exactly.
In the history of humanity.
Okay. Americans are cool with all kinds of sex, just not the extramarital kind. There was a study that came out, right? And here are their findings.
Oh, I know where you're going. This is good. I like this.
Oh, you do?
I think so. Like, they're going to be cool with gay sex and this, that.
Yeah, everything.
As long as you're not adulting.
Cheating.
Yeah.
But they're all cheating as well, but they're not cool with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the entire nation, I think human beings as a whole, we're just...
Not everybody. You guys don't write me an email. I never cheated. I don't mean that. What?
Extraordinarily hypocritical. And people usually are loudest about the things that they have weaknesses for.
Exactly. So that's why every study I refute. I read every single scientific or whatever study I read. I'm like, there's 16 reasons why it's not a conclusive study at all. But between sexting, hookup apps, and dating sites for people seeking affairs, yes, really, it's easier to cheat now than ever. But while we seem to be more open about infidelity these days, does that mean we're officially cool with it? So here's a setup. The researchers at the General Social Survey, a longitudinal study, survey 33,000 adults between 1972 and 2012. They asked them about sexual norms. They were like, do you think it's right or wrong if a man and woman have sexual relations before marriage? What about early sex? Blah, blah, blah. So what they found was, while people have become significantly more tolerant of premarital sex, adolescent sex, same sexual activity since 1972, it seems that people still aren't open-minded about extramarital sex, defined as sex between a married person and someone other than his spouse or her spouse. So we become less okay with cheating over the years. So the 4% of respondents say it was acceptable in 1973, 5 to 9, whatever.
Well, 73
so
was
now
a free
point.
Love, right? And that was kind of a different time and a terrible
But in 2012,
time.
Only 1% say the same, which is crazy. It might be easier to find sex outside, but we're not okay with it. But that doesn't mean that we're not cheating. So that's just saying, do you think that in a way they're saying that... Because no one's okay with it. No one's going to be like, I think it's right to cheat, because I don't think it's right to cheat.
And who cares what the population thinks? It's what the other person thinks who's being cheated on.
These are different questions. Here's the thing.
But is it open marriage or is it cheating that they're
talking
about?
There's nothing wrong. Like the fact that no one's okay with cheating because you're lying to your spouse that you love, committed till death do us part.
Right.
To.
It's like, are you okay with
these
stealing?
These are like apples and oranges. Right. This study has nothing to do with that. So,
of course,
you're not okay with it. But people are still cheating, but you're not okay with it. So I hate this study. Okay, but 75% of men would turn down first date sex, a survey reveals. Let's see where we can poke the holes in this
Wait, how many percentage?
75%.
75% of dudes would say no to first date sex.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with this one.
Only dudes who take surveys.
Right.
Dude, let's
the
look
dudes
at
that
it.
Are on the other end of the line that say, yes, I do have 2 minutes of my time to give to you, stranger.
Yeah. No, exactly. They're trying to have sex on the first date with someone. They're trying to fuck some girl right now. They're on Instagram.
No, they're turning it down. 3 out of 4 of them are turning it down.
No, the guys taking the survey are not on Instagram or texting or sexting a girl right now. But the guys not taking the study are sexting.
I see, I'm sorry. I don't have time for your survey. I'm banging.
Exactly.
Thank you. Goodbye.
A survey consisting of 2,000 participants found that 75% of men would turn down sex on the first date. The poll conducted by a sex toy company, Love Honey, revealed that 3/4 of men would reject first date sex, while 1/4 would be uncomfortable with kissing on the first date. On the other hand, 15% of women said they would sleep with someone on the first date, with 72% being comfortable with the idea of engaging in a first date kiss.
50% of ladies would like to bang on the first date.
Yep, exactly. 15%. Not
50. Oh, 15.
15% of women said they would sleep. So here's the thing. In terms of romance, the men who were surveyed were found to be more willing to let their prospective partners than they loved were more willing to tell their partners that they love them within a month of dating. Who are these dudes? 25% of men said that they dropped the L word within the first month compared to 16% of the women. So men also revealed to be more keen to introduce their partners to their parents, majority claiming that they'd arrange the uncomfortable meeting on the 8th date.
Arrange 27%.
So this is just... Speaking of the results, they say that men are keen to tell their partners they love them, but also to outwardly recognize this commitment by changing their face. Okay, so men are also more likely to change their Facebook status more than women.
I would never have guessed
who
that.
Who are these men?
They're survey takers.
Dude, you know what? I did a survey, and it's still on my website. You guys can take it. And I got, like, good. Okay, that's different, I guess, for this. But, like, you always have to think about surveys. Like, who the hell is going to take a survey? Like, I'm so glad you all did it. It was 2 minutes. You could win.
Your
survey
is completely different from this. This is
okay, right. But just in general, you're a procrastinator. You've got 2 minutes to take a survey. Who do you think it's helping? It's not, like, giving you anything at the end. And where'd they find these people?
I think a lot of people, like, you can sign up for services and you get paid.
I don't know about
believe
that.
So. But I do know about that. Heck, can I ask you a question?
I don't even know. What?
Have you ever said I love you to a significant other?
First?
Yeah.
Never.
Did you? And when you did say it back, you felt obligated?
I've done it in both ways. Uh-huh. Well, I've done all the bra. I've done it. I've said it. No. You know what? When I don't feel the same way, I wait until I do. Or I say, oh, it's sweet. That's what's sweet. For dinner? I'm like, so what should we watch tonight?
Have you ever said it by mistake?
Kind of under my breath, but he didn't hear. Like during sex by mistake, maybe once, but he didn't hear me.
I think I was.
Have you?
In a
have
relationship
you?
Once, and I said it by mistake. Like I was leaving him. All right, see you. I love you.
Oh.
Like by mistake. And then it just became a thing. Like then she said it back. And then we said that for like the next 6 months of the relationship, but I never really meant it.
How long were you dating?
Like a couple years.
Okay, no one should be saying.
It was bad times. And I didn't mean to say it.
But no, wait. You said it after a couple years of dating.
I said it probably six, maybe a year in. Like we had never said it.
Okay, no, that's
we were pretty casual.
No, but dude.
But I didn't want to say it. It was a mistake.
Oh, it was casual. Like, got it. Because this is saying that dudes in this who sit down and take studies that they'd say it in a month.
Survey.
That's
yeah.
lust,
that's too
people.
Early. That's too
you could
early.
Say, I'm so in lust with you, but you're not in love after a month.
Lust
but anyway,
you
said it by mistake, and then she kept doing it. That's hilarious.
Now, yeah, yeah.
I've had
open
guys,
the gate.
You know, I've said it. I mean, then I've also, yeah, I think you got to be ready, but I've never said it first. I've also not done a lot of firsts that typically I think, and I don't think that there's a reason why women shouldn't, although, have you ever had a woman say it to you and you didn't return it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
I think that I would have to. I'm one of those people that has to say sorry.
But
you know
women
what I mean?
Typically don't say it first, but I'm not saying that they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk about masturbation again.
Let's do it.
But
you
guys, this is not just like if you're like, you're all going to get something from here and you're all going to have better sex in 2 weeks because you have 2 weeks left of the month. But you could still keep having, I don't care. Like if you take it into June, totally cool with that. That's my birthday month, which I also like to call masturbation month.
Jiggle month.
It's actually sex month. Maybe I'll have sex.
Jiggle
a lot
June.
Of sex in June.
Jiggling, jostling June.
I'm ready to have some more sex in June. Okay, first, let's talk about how people masturbate. Just some, you know, some stats, what people are doing. 86% of adults admit to masturbating. That I believe. I believe it's high, the number's higher, but I like that it's not like 20%. Majority of them are in relationships who masturbate most frequently. 40% of men and 30% of women in relationships. 72% of married men, 68% of married women. Masturbate? Do you think that's true?
I'm surprised
what do you think
it's that
about?
High of people that admit it, to be honest. Especially
well,
women.
These
I want
people
to think
are
60,
smart.
68%.
I like these people. What?
Oh, these are good survey takers.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
It's from Adam and Eve. Yeah?
68% of married women admit to masturbating.
Yes.
So the number's probably higher than that.
Yes. Or they say they do and they wish they did more, but they don't.
Now, where do these
women
get these
feel
people?
Guilt.
Are these customers of Adam and Eve? Because that might, you know, skew it.
I don't know.
Or they're just like
they did not. You know, there's probably more to find out about this, but I would hope they would reach out their demo. 4 out of 10 women prefer masturbation over sex with a partner.
That's sad.
45% of men claim it's easier to orgasm from masturbation than sexual intercourse. This is shocking.
No, it's not.
Well, I just know that women feel that way, but I never ever see the stats out. No, I agree that all of us have an easier time alone because you can do it quicker. You know what? You're in, you're out.
It'd be like trying to make yourself throw up as opposed to somebody else sticking
exactly.
their finger down
totally.
Your throat. A lot easier.
But you always see the women thing. Anyway, I love this. 2 out of 3 women who engage in solo sex do it 3 times a week. Some women can climax without even touching themselves. That's my next year's goal. A lucky few can actually think their way to orgasm. Some of them get it while exercising. I actually do have orgasms while exercising when I use this machine at the gym.
Which one? The elliptical?
No. But I don't use it anymore.
The leg squeezer?
I got to join a new gym just for this.
Like the thigh master
the thigh
one?
The one where you sit down and you can change it so you're going inner thighs
in
and outer thighs.
Out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have orgasms all the time on that, like every morning.
I see ladies on that thing all the time, and now I'm going to see them in a different light.
Exactly. You're not
how many women do you think are just climaxing galore while they're on the like Stairmaster at the gym?
I don't know, but that's why, you know, that's why I'm in good shape because I have a lot of orgasms. So, okay, so but here's the interesting thing here. Back up to this, that 4 out of 10 women prefer masturbation over sex with a partner. Oh, with a partner, not with their partner. So, because I remember this kind of depressed me, but I understand it more that long time ago, in my early 20s, I had a guy who I was dating. I was dating him a long time ago, but he was older than me. Anyway, all of his friends were like in his late 30s, 40s. And he was like, you know what, Emily? He's like, all my friends would rather masturbate than have sex with their wives. And I thought that was the most depressing thing I'd ever heard. But I think that variation's important. I do. And I think that couples who can keep doing what they're doing at the beginning and keep growing on their sex life, then they might not feel that way. But do you think that your guy friends would feel that way?
No.
Good. Same, me neither. I don't think it's universal.
Passionate guy friend.
Good.
Adam Carolla, back in the day, used to always say, he had a very funny line about masturbation and sex. And he'd say, yeah, sex is great. It's just not as good as the real thing.
That's very funny. I love Adam. And I do love Adam. Yeah. And I'm friends with Lynette. And I have to tell you, Lynette, his wife, and we're going to Vegas for Mangria because they're showing, the only place they're serving it in Vegas right now is at the Hard Rock Hotel. So we're going to pool party. But Lynette listens to the show and she loves it. And she was like, oh, Anderson's awesome and all that.
When are you going to Vegas?
We're going to Vegas this weekend. Just for fun. You want to come? Yeah. Drinking at the Hard Rock?
I'm going to Palm Springs with my mom.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. We're going to party. Okay, so anyway.
Should I tell her it's Masturbation Month?
Yeah. What'd you say? Yeah. Okay, so where do people masturbate? Oh, dude, we got to get to the stuff here, the meat. But do you want some more stats?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
This is where people masturbate. One more thing.
Can I take a poll?
Boring. Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
I'm moving on, you guys. I'm boring myself. Okay. Tips to take it to the next level. That's what I want to talk about. Because this is what it's all about. We're taking it to the next level.
I'm all ears. I want to know how to get
set the mood. Make a sexy time playlist. This is like how you're taking it. Like, I don't care if you're alone. This is masturbation time. It's okay. Dress in your sexiest lingerie or whatever makes you feel hot. Light candles, dim the lights. Just because you're reaching the climax solo style, it does not mean you should ignore outside aspects that will enhance the experience, like your goddamn cell phone. Like the lights. Like, I need quiet. I turn my cell phone off. Really. Like, we are so friggin' distracted. And the reasons why people don't have sex is because they're distracted and because they are, have body image issues or a thing, or they're anxious. So these are the reasons. But usually they're distracted. So make it so you're not distracted. Turn off your phone.
Or put on, like, some white noise so you can, like, drown out your sexual sounds.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, so people, if you're worried about your neighbors.
A lot of people listen. They live in apartments or like houses. Like,
great idea. White
I
noise.
Live in a house, but my neighbors could definitely hear me.
Oh my God, everyone can hear me, probably. Yeah. I don't. Oh, no one can hear me where I live.
Why is that?
Because I live in a little house in a little back. No one can hear me. There's no one
you
around.
You picked it on purpose so you can masturbate loudly.
Oh, dude, I can masturbate. Yeah. I can have loud sex. It's awesome. Dude, I do not want anybody talking because I'm already loud just in life because I'm on
you're
the
a
phone.
Loud person.
Yeah. Okay. Also, try. Variety is not only the spice of life, which we say. Have you heard that? Variety is the spice of life.
Of course, yeah. Okay. Strange.
Why is that strange?
No, getting strange is the spice of life.
Yeah, but it's the variety of your sex life. So even the kind we have with ourselves. So guys, there's different hand movements you can do. And I know guys are always like, oh yeah, get a fleshlight, different hand movements. My hand's fine. And I don't know why guys get your hand feels good. But what if you did two hands, lubed up? And here's a tip for guys. While you're standing... This is called the swivel and screw hand move, okay? What? Do you want to practice?
I want to hear about it. It sounds very, a lot of effort.
All I'm telling you right now is to stand
up. I'm standing.
You're standing. Mm-hmm. Twist your lubed up hand.
It's not lubed.
Whichever you're most comfortable. I got some lube in my bag.
Okay.
Whichever you're most comfortable using so that your thumb is against your belly button.
Okay.
He's doing this. Well, so wrap your hand around your penis, and rather than stroke with your hand, move your pelvis to pump in and out of your hand.
Oh, so you're like banging your hand, whether your hand banging you.
It'll make sure, like, this is what's going to happen. It'll make you feel like you're actually penetrating a vagina.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think it's close?
Yeah, I bet they do it in prison a lot.
See?
Yeah. They don't have
whatever they
got to
do.
There, so yeah,
right? Get it. So try that, guys. See how it feels.
Have you ever heard the one where like guys lay in their hands for like 5 minutes?
I love that we just broke that down because I would have talked too quickly and no one got it. Say this. What
it
about
makes
prison?
Perfect sense what you just said.
Thank you. Prison.
No, I'm off.
You're
prison.
Off.
Where guys would lay on their hands and so that it falls asleep, and then they masturbate so that it feels like a stranger is like touching them because their hand is asleep. So it, you know what I mean?
Oh my God! No, I haven't heard that.
You never heard that. Yeah.
Should we send cock rings to prisons? Because that's my next tip.
That's not prison necessarily. No, because they'll just use it on each other. It's not going to be good.
Oh, you're right. I am not encouraging sex in prison. I just want them to have better sex. I'm like, I'll send them some fleshlights. Okay, listen.
Go use them to escape somehow and you'll be implicated.
I'm totally not sending fleshlights. Look at so mad at me. No fleshlights to prison. Okay, but vibrations are not just for women. As I've talked about on the show, is that like truly, truly every guy, and I've given like so many vibrating rings because it's a great gateway for men to feel vibrations on their penis rather than be like, here's my vibrator. He might be like, my balls are going nowhere. Don't touch. But when you wear a vibrating penis ring, they work so that you wear it on your penis, one size fits all, and it feels good on your penis.
Balls with one stone. It's a good.
It is, and it's got a little vibration on the end. It hits your clitoris, but the vibration is also on your shaft. Mm. You can flip it around so it hits your balls. Mm-hmm. Guys like this. Guys are like, wow.
I've heard things.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, have you ever tried that? When you're alone, you can get one. I'm telling you, you can get the Wii Vibe, what do I love? I love the Mio by Jeju, but if you want to get one that's like a cheapy one just to try it, Lifestyles makes ones that they sell at like the drugstores, okay? You can get the disposable ones. Do that. Just try the vibration for a second, guys, this month, and you'll be like, holy moly, that feels awesome, okay?
Holy moly.
Bring your balls into play. The next time you're masturbating, you feel as though you're about to ejaculate, try this if you haven't. I know I don't have a penis, so Anderson, you got to tell me what you think about this. Ready? Get your hands. Pretend you're about to ejaculate.
Hold on, I need motivation.
Okay, look at me.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, no, that's okay. Put your other hand over your scrotum and lightly squeeze and pull it down, or more aggressively if you like that sort of thing. Some guys say this move intensifies their orgasm. Mm-hmm. It's worth a try. I've heard that before too. Pulling down. Have you ever tried that? But like, it could intensify your orgasm. Have you tried that?
No.
Okay. What if I told you that it would totally intensify your orgasm? Would you try it?
Hey, if I was at home right now listening to your show, I might give it a shot.
Okay, good. Everyone should do it. Okay, ladies.
Can we go back to the playlist real quick?
Yeah. Remember you said sexy make a playlist? Yeah.
It's kind of hard sometimes.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
But here's a little something that immediately popped in my head, and I've done it before actually, is especially if you've been in a long-term relationship, if you're married, you've been with somebody for a long time, go back to like the stuff that you guys were both listening to when you started dating to begin with.
Like
if there was like a certain album or like a number of like hits or something that you guys listened to in the car a lot or was on the radio at the time when you guys first started dating. And that, as we all know, music brings a lot of things to the surface and takes you right back somewhere.
It can help you connect again.
And it'll
That's
make
so
you feel
great.
Like you're like it's a new relationship again.
Do you do that?
Bang. Yeah, I've done that before. Oh, every time like a certain
Give me
band
one of the
comes
songs.
On. There's a certain band that's
Tell
like our band.
Band
and
What's the band? Jesus,
getting really
I'm
intimate.
Not asking you like if you went down
service,
on your wife.
The Postal Service.
I love the Postal Service.
And they were like, that was the band that came out when we first started, like, you know, getting to know each other. And then
I listened to
that
them
was
when
our
I wrote,
song
I used to.
At our wedding. That was our first song.
Which one?
Such Great Heights. And actually, I got like I found somebody else who sang like an acoustic version of it. So we played it for our first
I
dance.
I love the acoustic version of it.
And then here's this is completely off topic a little bit, but we got lucky because Postal Service is not even a real band, right? They're like, they called themselves the Postal Service because there was two different artists and they were mailing demos back and forth to each other.
I don't care how they did it.
Then they went on tour like almost 10 years later. And they only made one album. They went on tour 10 years later and they never toured before. And they played a show at the place where we got married like a year later. So went back at the Madonna Inn and we went and saw them play
the Madonna
there.
Inn, that's where,
that's
so
where we
sweet.
Got married. And they had a show there 10 years
Are
later.
Are they going to have another one?
No. It was kind of a one-time thing.
Dude, I love Postal Service. That
but
was a great story.
But it was all like the lines.
If
the
you guys don't know,
Postal,
it's a very, I love that. What is it's one album? What's it called? Like the Translect?
The Postal Service.
Isn't it called like
it's just Postal Service. Okay, Postal I think. Service. Okay. You could be right.
I think I am right. Look it up. Okay, guys. This is for guys, ladies. Okay, so ladies I banned in college because I took a woman's studies class. But then like my assistants, my interns are like, ladies are fine.
What do you mean banned? You banned the word?
I just said women. Chicks or guys, but ladies is actually okay now, and people don't get mad. Women don't get mad at you when you say ladies. You couldn't say girls.
Really? What is this? Like the 60s?
Dude, I don't freaking know. Okay, so first, before I get to the tips for women and couples, I'm going to tell. Oh, this is a perfect tip for women and couples. Massage candles. So here's the deal. I made these massage candles, Emily and Tony, and they're the coolest things because. Not just because I made them. They actually serve a purpose on the planet to make your sex life better. That's why I invented them. That's why I live and breathe to make your sex life better. So I made a product that will blow your mind. Every time I show these to someone, they're like, holy, did you make this up? How'd you know? This is the best thing ever. Can I get another one? Massage candles. They look like regular candles, right, Anderson? Beautiful.
They're fantastic.
They smell good. They're aromatherapy. Like they're great. You light them for a few minutes.
It's a quality product.
Quality product. Yeah. It's high quality. It is. We got them.
Actually, my wife was just asking that. She's like,
you
need
one?
To get some more candles.
They're in my car. Totally. Okay.
They're not going to melt in your car when it gets hot?
I don't know. In L.A.?
No. Well, yeah. L.A. gets hot. Jesus.
They've never melted so far. Okay. They're wrapped up. Okay, so listen. So anyway, these candles, they melt into the most luxurious massage oil, but the oil is not like wax or like get all over your bed. It's luxurious, like coconut oil, soybean oil, moisturizing, and it feels warm and soft in your body. So your wife liked it. I'm so glad.
She loved
on your
it.
Body.
I told you that before.
You should always give your partner a massage because also, like I said earlier, stress can kill a relationship when you're not in the mood, when you don't have the ambiance, when you don't have the playlist going, when we have our cell phones going off. The second this oil touches your partner's body, they will be so relaxed and so ready for sex and anything you want.
Even
because you're in
that.
The moment.
Even before that, because it smells so nice.
Right,
as
the
soon
massage.
As you light
I know the whole thing.
As soon
you
as
just
you
light
bust
it in,
them out of the box, they smell really nice.
I know. Your whole house smells good. It's like one of those candles that like, not like the cheap ones that you buy for $5, but like the one of those candles that actually make your house, it's like three for massage candles.
Three for, yeah.
So emilyandtony.com. If you haven't bought any of our products yet, you can use code SEXWITHEMILY and you get 20% off. So thanks, everyone, for supporting them. And
were you talking about a three-way or a menage a trois last
you.
Year?
Oh, so sorry. We have a brand new – so the candles, they come in big sizes. My favorite – I love Fougere. That's a great scent. And vanilla and coconut is the other three. We now make little mini candles. So if you travel,
you
menage a trois.
You make limited candles? What?
Mini.
Mini. Oh,
menage
little
a trois
mini
means three in French.
I understand what that means because I'm a boy.
Menage a trois.
Menage a trois.
And so menage a trois. Je parle français, ou tu?
You know where I learned that? It was Three's Company when I was like a six-year-old little boy watching it. I'm like, hey, Mom, why are they talking about menage a trois?
Hilarious. You're trying to learn French. So anyway, they come now. You can buy all three. Try them out. And they're great for travel. Which, let's be honest, a lot of times you're traveling with your partner, sexy weekend. Perfect.
And let's just be clear. These are special candles designed and created by Emily for massage. I mean, that's one of their many purposes.
Yeah.
They smell good. And
you use it as a body moisturizer.
Don't try this with a regular like candle you put in your
jack-o'-lantern. No, do not.
You're going to get fucked. Don't do that.
No, these are like...
These are made specifically for massaging.
Totally.
Okay?
Yeah.
Can you
and
imagine someone going like, I'll just try it with
no.
this candle.
I mean, some people who are into pain do use the wax. It's not like they
But then like you're trying to massage it and it's drying up and getting sharp.
Yeah. It's the best gift ever to give people. Anyway, because my friend told me she gave her friends. Everyone freaked out. Okay. So ladies, we're talking about orgasm for you now. Because here's the thing.
Can I go to the bathroom?
There's so many different ways. Okay, so you get set in your, like, masturbation ways, especially women, because we know, first of all, the female orgasm is like the Rubik's Cube of life. It is not so easy. Like, for men, that's why you're like, whatever, I've got my hand, I'm cool, maybe I'll try your swivel screw move, but maybe not. But for women, it's like, you guys figured it out a while ago, and it's always like, you're going to... Have you ever masturbated not to completion, Anderson?
Yeah.
Because someone came home?
Yeah, usually it's because of interruptions.
Women.
It's not because I was like, oh, actually, no. Well, I mean, I did a lot of drugs for a while.
Okay.
There. Yeah, and then a number
barring
of times.
Barring no
where
drugs,
it's like, yeah,
no interruptions. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So sometimes
the sun's
for
coming
women,
up, I'm going to bed.
Imagine if you said that in orgasm and sometimes you just can't.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like.
That would be brutal.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like blue balls, but for women. But typically we find our way and we know and we do it. And we do it. That's how we do it. That's
do you guys, like, if you can't, though, do you go, like, eat ice cream instead? Sometimes?
Totally. Full pint of Ben & Jerry's.
Seriously. I'm being serious.
And then we like call our exes and stuff like that.
And cry.
And
look
and
at
say,
your yearbooks.
Don't you love me anymore? Why don't you love me? Yeah. I was so cute. So here's the thing. Let's say you typically stroke yourself in a diagonal pattern. Like you move your fingers across your clitoris side to side. Someone do that?
Zigzags.
So try varying your stroke this month. So, you know, caress it. You can use an up and down motion. Use some lube. Always add a little bit lube. So what if you... Have you ever tried up and down? When was the last time you tried going up and down? Because the clitoris is 8,000 nerve endings. And the only reason it's on this friggin' planet is for pleasure. So
8,000.
Do you see what I'm saying? Is that there's all these ways it can feel good. And just because you discovered one way, try that. So try it. Different circles. Put circles around your clitoris with your fingers. Try not touching your clitoris directly. Some people like indirect... pressure, indirect touch. Mm-hmm. The nerve endings will be indirectly stimulated when you don't touch it, when you're like outside of it, which helps build up a lot of tension and excitement. And then you go, so you're like teasing yourself this way. And then you can orgasm that way. And then it's like feels
dudes
like amazing.
Dudes could tease themselves too.
They don't because dudes
but
go
they
way
don't.
Too
it's
fast.
Like, let's just get it done and then
dudes
get on
need to
my
go
day.
Slower. Yeah. With everything in life that has to do with sex, and that includes masturbation, because I think that that's where they learn to be so fast, and being with a woman. Yeah. We want you to slow down.
Slow,
we want you to go
slow
five
no
times
jacking.
Slower.
Yeah. Five times?
Yeah, because they're only going to do three. So I'm saying five, okay?
Hey, and if you're a lady and you have like a crush on a guy,
yeah,
you spell his name out while you're masturbating on your clitoris, and it's like a spell. Sometimes that makes him like you back.
When you're wait, he should what?
If you're a lady, like let's say you like a guy named Bill.
Yeah, you move your finger in circles, but not
like
circles.
Spell,
the alphabet.
Spell his name, like
A N D Anderson.
Yeah. You spell like A on your clitoris, and
you could try that.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Try anything. Try two fingers. Here's another one. You might have even tried this. Place one on each side of your clitoris and rub up and down. You can also try side to side. You can tap your clitoris with one or two fingers. Do you ever see that in porn?
Tapping. Oh, yes, I have, actually.
It actually feels really good.
But it's not tapping. It's like they're slapping. They're
yeah,
like,
don't. Well, you might be into slapping, but start with. I always say start slow.
For the cameras.
Try light touch, like the lightest touch possible, like barely touching, and then flick over your clitoris with one finger.
Flick.
Try light.
Flick it.
Keep your underwear on. Underwear? Like I told you, that's how I had my first orgasm.
Yes, you like it through the clothes, yes.
A lot of them do.
And you
try
had your
new
clothes
positions.
On in the car with this guy. Couple nights ago.
Over my nipples. It felt really good.
Try the
and
nipples.
Then I had to start talking. Yeah, for sure. Try the nipples.
Yeah, try the
over
nips.
Your clothes. Like, bring your nips in, people. Like, why? Your nips feel so
it's
left
like the
out.
Triangle. It's like the triangle.
It
like
is.
The
it's trifecta of hotness. It is. Like, pay attention to the goddamn nipples. They're pissed.
Or they're neglected. They're little orphans up there.
I have
there.
Vibrating nipple clamps that I might just have to whip out.
Have you cracked them open yet?
Dude, no? I have so much shit I have to crack open. I have a goddamn Sibian.
I've
got a damn Sibian in my house. A Sibian. Like,
if you can't get your nipples going while sitting on that Sibian.
Do you know that my guilt, like, people have guilt, like, I haven't called my mom, like, I haven't, you know, gone to the dentist, like, I haven't paid my bills. I have guilt that, like, I haven't set up my Sibian yet and I haven't tried, you know,
it's big,
new vibrators.
Right? It's big.
It's a whole ordeal. Like, I need to build a whole wing of my, no, it's not that big at all. It's big, but I have a little, my house is perfect. But it's awesome. So I need to try new toys. Okay, how do we get on the Sibian? I love it. That's why. Okay, so for many ladies, here's the thing. You might always lie on your back. Lie on your stomach, because lying on your stomach increases blood flow and your body weight. What happens is it provides more pressure. And so when you provide more pressure, it amplifies the intensity of vibrations from any sex toy you might be using. So if you're using a toy, so imagine this. You usually do it on your back. This is actually great because, first of all, a lot of women always only masturbate on their stomach and some only on their back. So I'm just going to say to both of you, flip around, try it the other way. But if you're using a vibrator, lie on your stomach. You get it? Vibrations, more intense. It's a great idea. Work on your Kegel exercises. I always talk about the benefits of Kegels, and it's because your pelvic floor muscles, it's so important that you continue to keep them strong because it helps with like urinary incontinence, after childbirth, lots of things. But also, it helps you have stronger orgasms, more intense orgasms. Women who've never had orgasms do their exercises 5 minutes a day. Why are you looking at why?
5 minutes a day?
That's it.
Women who never orgasm do it.
No,
five
I'm saying is women who have never orgasmed can start doing them 5 minutes a day
see,
and then have
and then
orgasm. I
you,
cut
yeah.
my own self off.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes I do that because I think faster than I can talk.
Yes. I've noticed that.
Oh, I have an iPhone app, Kegel Camp, that you should download because I got interviewed by my app today about my app from Women's Health Magazine today because we were talking about the importance of pelvic health. There's been so much more studies about it for men too. A lot of men use the app as they should, and she wanted to interview me about why I created the app, and it's because friggin' doctors tell you all the time to do it and no one ever remembers to do it. So my app reminds you. Awesome. Okay, you can try Kegel balls. These are my new favorite things too. I've been talking about these again for a while, but I've been wearing them more regularly. Kegel balls that you wear inside you.
Yeah, you got the Kegel
weights.
Balls inside you right now.
Not now.
Okay.
I wish I did. I'll wear them next week.
Are they like Benoit balls?
Yeah, they're like that. See, okay, so 50 Shades of Grey, Christian Grey like sticks these balls in his mouth and makes them warm. They sticks them inside or something like that. Takes them out of his pocket and then she like wears them all day and she jingles around and has orgasms.
Oh,
good for you,
movie.
Anastasia Grey. Anastasia Steele. However,
there is
many
benefit.
Women do not have orgasms from wearing these Benoit balls, mm-hmm. but they can. If my partner was playing with, I'm not, I've never
they're
tried with a partner.
Balls.
What?
They're Kegel balls. Right?
No, but they're also, yeah. But
they're
these
like
have a string and they have weights. And these ones that I love are by Jeju. They're AMI, AMI.
Uh-huh.
And you can buy them at goodvibes.com. GVEmily20 is the code if you want. And so they're really cool because you can wear them and do your exercises, or you can just walk around for an hour and they're naturally, because you're keeping them in.
Mm-hmm.
Working your muscles.
Do they have any of the squeak?
You'll have stronger orgasms. What?
Do they have any of the squeak or like you, like the harder
That'd
you squeeze?
That'd be funny, like a duck noise, like a rubber ducky?
Or just like a dog toy. And then you know that your Kegels are getting really strong because it's like when you start, you can't squeak them.
But it's funny you should say that because I found out about the most amazing
Uh-oh. I have no idea where you're going.
Oh, my God. Dude, I don't even know where to start.
She's getting emotional.
No, I found out about this medical... Oh, another thing I have to try.
Okay.
My entire house is sex toys. No, but I know I always say that, you guys, but now it's getting to the point where it's like getting to be a problem.
I'm picturing you like making a cake and just using a dildo to stir the batter. Like everything you use is some kind of sex toy.
Dude, there's boxes, but they're all bigger. So there's these medical devices that your doctor can prescribe them, insurance pays for them, and they send these pulses through your vagina. They naturally help your pelvic floor muscles. And they send vibrations. They have biofeedback. You can feel yourself squeezing and inflating, and you use it for 10 minutes a day, and you have an orgasm. And doctors prescribe it. And...
Doctors
and women who
orgasm.
Need they, women who've never had an orgasm having orgasms by these crazy these are amazing. And I'm going to give you the name soon because it's brand like
it's not on the market.
No, they are on the market, but I can't think of the name right now. I don't feel like Googling.
Son of a bitch.
But if you guys want to know, email me. But they're like they just sent me two.
That sounds awesome.
I don't.
Bring them in next.
I kind of wish I wasn't going to Vegas this week. Oh my God, I'm going alone. I'm staying in my own room.
Oh, it's going to be a wild.
But I always have my own room, and I always travel sex toys, and I never make time to masturbate this
no,
weekend.
You
I
have
am.
To in Vegas. You have to.
Okay,
no,
here's
bring
another thing, women.
I want to see what they are.
Dude, you're going to die. Okay, so
I'm a dude, though.
Here's another thing, ladies. Oh, here's a nipples thing. Stimulate the same area. Okay, so when I was talking about the nipples and whatever, how it connects to your clitoris, when I'm asking you guys, women, men, explore your other erogenous zones, the penis and the vagina, while that feels good, they're not your only erogenous zones. If you didn't know it, your body is like a wonderland. Your body is a treasure trove of not obvious parts, okay? So, for example, you could just be missing out on hotspots. So, here's the deal. Touches to your nipples stimulate the same area of the brain as the clitoris. So, that's what I was trying to say earlier. However I said it was like the nerves, it's similar, like that your brain. So, just do it. Touch your nipples. You can stroke them lightly. You can pinch them, tug. I don't know. I don't know what feels good on your nipples. What feels good on your nipples might not feel good on my nipples. Mm-hmm. That's what's so amazing.
Right.
Go find out. Finally, switch up your friggin' breathing. Okay. A lot of people hold their breath.
It's natural to do that, I think.
Yeah, during sex. Do you think you hold your breath or you breathe?
I don't know.
Before orgasm?
I don't know.
Will you pay attention?
I will.
Okay. Pay attention. So the simple act of deep breathing can enhance your entire sexual experience.
I don't think I breathe. Yeah, I don't think I do.
A lot of people like hold their breath. And when you hold your breath, you're actually restricting like... It can help some people orgasm at some point, like right before. But if you're not breathing the whole time, you could be not having orgasms because of that reason. So here's the thing. If you breathe deeply into the pelvic area, using your stomach muscles to pull air down into your body...
Okay. Your own
like
pelvic,
they might
not hers.
No.
Okay, please.
Like they might tell you to do if you take yoga classes.
Right.
I did a lot of yoga when I was in Mexico.
Okay, but honestly, just now listening to you, I thought you meant breathe into like her pelvic.
No. This
so
is alone.
If I thought that, I'm not alone.
Okay, before gently exhaling through your nose. So it'd be breathe deeply into your pelvic area. Ready? Do this with me. Pelvic. And then gently exhale through your nose.
And make sure you know your partner pretty well if you're going to be doing
no,
this.
No, this is alone.
Oh, okay.
Or with your partner eventually.
I thought this was during sex. Because if you're having sex with somebody for the first time and you start breathing like that, it's going to
I'm just saying people hold their breath during sex. They also
scared.
Do during masturbation. Yeah. This creates oxygen. Do you feel more oxygen? And increases blood flow in the pelvic area. Do you feel your pelvic area sort of erupting with blood flow right now?
Yes, but I'm sure that it's all like psychosomatic and placebo effect.
Who the fuck cares?
Okay, yeah, it's true.
I'll take psychosomatic.
However you get there.
What the hell does it matter? Okay, so you recognize it's happening and then breathe slower. This alone will delay your orgasm and result in a more satisfying climax. Whenever you delay anything in life, it's more satisfying. Agree or disagree?
Absolutely agree. Like if you cut down on what you eat, or you only eat like half portions, you're going to appreciate that food
exactly.
so much more.
Or when you miss your partner.
Or when you miss her, yeah.
Or when you delay anything, like you give yourself a reward because you did something, mm-hmm. or how excited, like every week, if I saw you every day, Anderson, I wouldn't be so excited when I got here, but I don't. Delay your orgasm, what? And then we'll talk May 30th, May 31st, and you tell me how freaking great your sex is.
You better be honest about your nipple conquering.
You know what? I made a public commitment to my audience, and I feel like, I feel like I got
to
be honest.
Yeah, you have to be.
Okay, watch porn.
It's okay if you fail.
What?
It's okay if you fail. We won't judge you.
I feel like a lot of pressure right now.
I know you do.
But I also know that I have the equipment and the stamina. And
get out of your head, man.
The dedication, the commitment to do it.
Get a little tipsy in Vegas. Go back to your room alone.
I'm totally getting drunk. I need to get like drunk and dance by the pool and hook up with a random dude. Just for fun, not have sex, make out, and have him give me a nipple orgasm. Why don't I find some random dude in Vegas to give me a nipple orgasm that I never have to see again?
Good luck with
that. He won't know who I am.
I think that's what Vegas is for a lot of people.
I know. Should I post something?
Nope.
Totally
don't do
kidding.
That. Don't do that.
I didn't even think about it. Okay, another thing. Here's the thing, you guys. Watching porn. So according to WeVibe, who I love, WeVibe, they make amazing toys, recent masturbation survey. Did you know, Anderson, that 53% of respondents said they preferred their imagination to porn while self-loving? This is women, not men.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But here's the thing, ladies. Your imagination, it's sure it's super sexy, got a lot going on.
Weird is what it is.
Why not give it a break and enjoy some background and then you don't have to do all the work? Like erotica, yeah. Find what turned you on. Find a website, find a Good Vibes After Dark. There's a lot of great, like Erica Lust has a great site. Find erotica. It's not what your boyfriend was searching for, like, you know, 14-year-old
what?
Bear pussy. I don't know. What are you looking
14-year-old
for?
14-year-old bear
I'm
pussy.
I'm kidding. What are you looking for?
Jesus Christ. The NSA is going to come in here next week.
Who
you understand
is?
That? The NSA.
I'm kidding. Not whatever you... because Madison on the show, Madison, my sister, was talking about her boyfriend was searching for, like
oh,
pink,
yeah,
hot pink pussy. And
pink
I,
pussy. Pink, no, teen,
I'm
pink,
just saying,
pink
just because your boyfriend
pussy.
Is searching.
That's what he was looking for. And then he tried to get out of it, and he's like, oh, that's the title of a movie that I liked, that I was looking for.
Clear no, your browser history. I'm just going to make t-shirts that say clear your browser history, because we'd all be fedifying.
I gave a
relationships,
bunch of
good, we'd all be married still.
I gave a bunch of good tips on that last week, if you recall.
On what?
On clearing your browser, actually going to a to a setting where there, it's never even gets cached to begin with.
We give you technical help.
I did.
Joe. It's like Best Buy.
Last week.
It's like the geniuses. What?
Use Chrome and then go into the incognito mode.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Bing.
And Bing is a great search engine for the adult
Chrome
variety.
Chrome isn't great on Mac, though, I just learned.
I use Chrome on Mac. I think it was made for Mac. What are you
no,
talking
I know
about?
Exactly. That's why it's
you're
so confusing.
Crazy. I use it for my Mac all the time.
Just it sounds good. They messed up. In fact, I'm so disappointed with Apple right now.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Jesus.
The strong... What?
What's wrong with Apple? They don't make a good
no,
enough
I'm
sex
just telling
toys
you,
for you?
No. No. They don't make a good enough browser for me. I think that the phone... And I hate the autocorrect. I hate that I can't write... It still makes it say ducking when I want to say something else.
That is kind of annoying. But you know what?
I'm like,
I'd rather
I've never wanted to say ducking.
To
that's not even
fucking.
A word. No, I want to say fucking sometimes.
Ducking is a word.
And then it goes, duck, and you got to change it three times. I know
there's
easier
ways. What are
you
writing fuck so much for? Emily, what's wrong with you?
I'm not, but every time it happens, I get like a little part of me gets angrier and angrier.
I wish that it would learn our filthy, the filthy people. That
and there's other issues. Like updated every 5 minutes. Do you know that every time there's an update, I feel like my phone's going to die because that's happened and everything gets erased? I don't want to do it.
Yeah. I think there's settings. Yeah, have your assistant help you with it. Yeah.
I have a new assistant coming.
Okay, good.
And my whole life's going to be crazy.
How pissed are you going to be, though, if she has a nipple orgasm before you?
I hope she does. Do you know that two of our interns had never had orgasms before they were interns?
Yes, I do.
I've told you that?
Mm-hmm. You should only like hire virgins and then say, you will be a...
I'll get punched out for that. Virgins wanted. Like I already sound bad enough, sex with Emily. Not bad, but like threatening enough to parents and whatnot. Where's your job this summer? Oh, sex with Emily. She's teaching me about orgasm.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about pink teen pussy last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should hear the things you talk about. So, like, you guys, just the deal is that masturbation month, test your limits. Like edging and teasing, all that stuff.
Edging?
Yeah, like edging. Like that means
I don't
means,
think
like,
you've used that term yet.
Oh, edging is like when you get yourself to the point of masturbation climax. And then you mm-hmm. go back. So kind of that's what edging is. When you get there and you just draw back a little. And I know it's hard because once you get there, but like we said, anytime you have the anticipation and delay, like you delay something, it feels even better.
Right.
So just try it, you know. Try principles of teasing. Apply it to your solo sex routine, apply it with your partner, and it builds up tension that you have. You can create the greater sensational beat. You can also do this with your sex life. So, you know, just enjoy Masturbation Month, guys. And you know what? It's not even about orgasm. Here's another thing. Have a good time. You might not have an orgasm right away. Like, I'm not going to have a nipple orgasm tonight, although.
You might.
You never know.
Don't say that.
I'm all inspired
right
now.
Don't cut yourself off.
You know what? I'm actually really inspired. I hope you are too. And yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Anderson, what else? How's the Film Vault this week?
Film Vault's good. We did top five classic westerns. Finally, it was what the listeners wanted most.
Did they really?
For our
you're
five-year
such
anniversary.
Fanatical listeners.
5 year anniversary. We let them pick what we haven't done, a category we haven't done yet. And they came up with westerns.
Wow.
And they want us to do the old westerns. Yeah. Reviewed a few good movies that are out now. So it was a good episode. Good episode.
You would. You recommend it to my people.
A good app.
Film Vault. Check it out. Podcast. I know you like podcasts because you're listening to this.
Thank
okay,
you.
Everyone. Oh, here's what I have to say. I'm wrong. One more thing.
What? Huh.
I just want to say that I love all my listeners.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I do. Like, I really would be nowhere. I honestly, the fact that you guys, like, listen to the show and the email, I love hearing from you. It's something, just the cord, just something weird. I did it again. That's never happened the whole show.
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
It's all in your
head. Here's the thing, people. I just want to thank you for writing and for listening and for supporting the show for 10 years because I've been very nostalgic lately. And I realized that if people didn't listen and weren't learning and changing their lives and also like having better sex and telling people, then I would not be here.
It's a valuable show.
And I love doing it. And I love helping you. And I, yeah, it's a service. So thanks, everyone. Also, like me on Facebook if you really like me that friggin' much. Also, review us on iTunes if you like the show. And finally, please, please follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. That's what I got to say. I just love you. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone. Oh, have I mentioned? It's Masturbation Month. What?
What? Since when?
This
since
month 2 weeks,
May?
Yo, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so being sarcastic because we talked about it for an hour just now.
I know, but did I tell you about the flashlight? I mentioned it.
We did talk about sending it to prison and how that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Not one day in my life goes by when I don't talk about the fleshlight. Like when I was in Mexico, I uncomfortably made a group of people like look at the fleshlight website, but like it wouldn't come up.
Strangers?
Well, they were people we met at lunch and they had a phone. I'm like, try to Google it. The internet's bad here. And then it came up. And I'm like, well, because they were trying to understand the fleshlight.
I really hope that they had the plan for using their phone tequila down in Mexico, because if they get like charged $3,000 looking up a fleshlight.
We were at the hotel. Okay. It's fine. So listen, the thing about fleshlight is, it's like sex in a can, but it's like the most amazing sex you've ever had. It's a masturbation sleeve that lives in a can that looks like a flashlight, but it's called the fleshlight. And it's made from this patented skin that feels like the real deal, like a vagina, if that's what you're into. You use it, you masturbate with it, you use lube, go in and out, your partner can use it on you, and you can have mind-blowing orgasms that'll rock your world. So check out the fleshlight and tell me what you think of it, because I've never had anyone say, "You bitch, why'd you tell me to buy a fleshlight? It sucked." Not one, and I know that a lot of you are getting them, and it's changing your sex life and your life. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and get a free bottle of their award-winning flesh lube, because it feels good. You can never have too much lube. Thanks for listening.